This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We'll be arrested on site.
We are the resistance, and that's well known. All these political whores, Hollywood-funded trash, are calling themselves the resistance. And technically, they can be the resistance to the resistance. But they are the opposition. They are the establishment. They're the globalist scum. Like Harvey Weinstein, that's the tip of the iceberg, funding all those Michael Moore films and all the rest of it. And now they're burning him down for, there's these articles like, every night have a different woman at the table. And then he'd take them for a tour. And he was having sex with them. Yeah, if he was trying to make people have sex with them who didn't want to, but if it wasn't even working there, and they're turning this huge thing, it's something bigger, folks. They're taking over a studio. The communist Chinese have been trying to take over Miramax. This is a Democratic Party deep state coup against their own people, and they don't care because they all eat themselves. We have major pedophilia going on, is what I'm saying. I don't defend what Weinstein's doing. I hope he burns in hell. But understand that the fact that Meryl Streep has come out and says she loves Roman Polanski and he shouldn't be in jail over in Europe, and that he got away with it for decades, raping a 13-year-old girl. He admitted it. And he said everybody likes to have sex with little girls. No, everybody doesn't. And 13? And you held her down and raped her? And then you just shoot your mouth off about it? That's the only reason you end up getting in trouble again. Because there were connections to it in Europe. I mean, take one look at Michael Moore. I mean, he looks just like Dennis Hastert's son, doesn't he? I mean, look at that boy. You know that's a scumbag right there. That is a demon pig. He knows exactly what he's doing, manipulating liberals. He's meant to keep people poor and under his control. He is a monstrous scumbag. But notice the New York Times and all of them squashed the stories back in 2004. And yeah, it's wrong to call people in that work with you and tell them, watch me take a shower. It's borders on sexual assault. But these people are adults. And they're there in their filthy Hollywood trying to get powerful in that system. And so what do they expect? You lie down with dogs, you get fleas. But the children, they don't have any way to defend themselves. So people make jokes about Weinstein. There he is with Carrie Fisher. And then you've got Hillary coming over. This footage is from one of their private meetings. Getting serious, though, you can Google Hillary Clinton and Weinstein with her hands all over his chest and belly. There's videos. I mean, I think those two probably had a roll in the hay or something. But Hillary likes the girls. She'll reportedly get rough with them, slap them around all of that. She can party with the worst of the boys. Let me tell you, she likes old Bill getting rough with them. Oh, yeah. That's what they like. She's just the power of it for these slugs. Can we go out to break with Meryl Streep, standing ovation, and her also saying she said that a guy that kidnapped a 13-year-old girl and anally raped her is in prison? Because it's important. It's important we understand who these people are. Here it is. And then we'll go to break and come back and we have a guest and we'll take your phone calls. Do we have that clip from earlier? Go ahead.
Yes, Roman Polanski. I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
Goes for Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski.
So, all those Roman Polanski's good buddies, especially over there that day, Jack Nicholson, all sitting around together.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Liberty. 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Will Johnson's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then Mike Cernovich is joining us. And Will's welcome to ride shotgun with us. I know Cernovich likes roundtable discussion. Cernovich did a documentary on the record rapes going on in Europe. And none of it's graphic. There's no cuss words. It's banned. There's other videos dealing with the black Islamic guy that went and shot up the white church, just like we covered the white idiot, bad guy that went and shot up the black church. But you can't cover that for whatever reason, so his video's been banned. And it's getting bad, folks. They're trying to ban us off YouTube, Facebook right now. It's getting serious. Meanwhile, Roman Polanski kidnapped a 13-year-old, raped her, and then Meryl Streep stands up, gives him standing ovations at the Academy Awards, and then years later, when asked about it, she says, yeah, you know, it's wrong that there was attention on him, and he'd been free for decades and then was put in jail in Europe for stuff he did over there, reportedly. So this is the arrogance, but now she's turned on Harvey Weinstein, who's owned by this BN media group out of Qatar, which I know the Chinese are trying to buy. So all I'm saying is I'm not defending all the stuff he did and the creepy stuff and having staff members come in and say, watch me shower. I mean, it's just, it's crazy bad. My point is that the real news is the police investigating the Prime Minister of England raping and murdering children. That's the Daily Mail. Ted Heath, police chief, calls for Westminster child sex ring inquiry. And they track down the dead bodies, the kids, you name it, and he's involved. And I'm not even going to say the rest of the stuff on air. I mean, you can't make this up, folks. The point is that evil is alive and well in this world. And here's Meryl Streep saying that Harvey Weinstein's a god. And the reason I'm playing this is she'll get up and say she loves Roman Polanski when he's a convicted rapist of a 13-year-old girl that they took in a house, drugged, and sodomized. And that's okay. But Weinstein now, she says, is disgraceful. It's because they know they're weak now. Hollywood is collapsing. The NFL is collapsing. Mainstream media is collapsing. The Republican Party elites are collapsing. This isn't about Republican or Democrat for me. It's about the elites in trouble and the populace getting together and having policies that are good for people. So let's play that clip and go to our amazing guest who does some viral videos and demonstrations that are some of the hottest ones on YouTube. But here is that clip since I mentioned it.
I just want to thank my agent, Kevin Uvane, and God, Harvey Weinstein. The Punisher. Old Testament, I guess.
Roman Polanski. I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
Goes for Roman Polanski. For the pianist.
This is a convicted rapist of a child. Now, again, this just broke. German actress 61 says film director Roman Polanski raped her when she was a 15-year-old child model. and show a photo of her right there. So this is the type of stuff we're talking about. And again, it's the hypocrisy. It's Hollywood saying men wearing the pants is bad and having the words mother and father in school is bad. This is the cult running our lives. And we're breaking free of these people. And I think the NFL and Hollywood being so evil is unifying us about what really made America great. If we can get back to that experiment of trying to be the great country we wanted to be that did make us so great, despite all our problems. Bill Johnson is the founder of Unite America First, a movement that began in 2016 election. His desire is to unite the countries one person at a time. He was a Democrat prior to 16 when he woke up after two terms of Obama. He has been called a white supremacist by Nancy Pelosi. I've been called that too, man. You know, I protested the KKK like 20 times and been attacked by him. UniteAmericaFirst.com is his site. Will, where do we start here with the whole breakdown of what we see in this civilization? What's front and center at Unite America First for you right now?
I guess front and center is just bringing awareness to all the lawlessness that's going on. I mean, you've been touching on it all day today. I've been watching your show with Senator Wiener, Nancy Pelosi. They call me white supremacist. Now they're giving HIV like it's okay. They're probably going to bottle it next and tell everyone to consume it.
That's a good point. You've made the point. And again, back when they've been doing it, I've said there's wars on black people with these drug laws that are focused at black people. They should be changed. But when there is a war saying go out and kill white people, mainly by white people trying to trigger minorities to do it, what's behind that? Because you've made that point.
You know, I've been talking about that for the last 2 years. There is literally a war on white people in America. And I think ultimately the objective is to get at Christianity because they want to remove Christianity. I mean, just look how the liberal left, they're trying to bring in these Islamic terrorists into the country. And the first people they're going to attack will be Christians, specifically white Christians. And I've been noticing it when they started doing the whole talking about when they start talking about reparations, white privilege, and they've been talking about that for years.
What do you think's behind it all? Because it seems so crazy.
Well, you know, like I said, the majority of the people in America, they are white. That's just it. And majority of the white people in America are Christians. And I think what's behind the whole thing is that they want to destroy this country. They're so upset. So when Donald J. Trump became president, they figured they would pick up the speed and just really start calling white people white supremacists, neo-Nazis, fascists, because this wasn't taking place during Obama. I mean, if it was such an issue, for example, with the statues and monuments, why not take them down when Obama was in office? He probably could have signed a executive order to take them down.
Well, now they want to take down Columbus's deal, and he was an explorer, and he did do the things. That's what was going on back then. But we learned that trade from the Muslims and the Arabs, and I'm not saying fight with them, but you've still got slavery going on in different areas of Africa and the Middle East under Islam. Why doesn't anybody get upset about it currently going on? Why is it Columbus 500 years ago?
Well, you know, it's the same thing with BLM, Black Lives Matter. Black lives only matter when there's a white person or a cop is involved. And today, the Democratic Party still have black people enslaved. It's just a different slave mentality. It's completely different than the way it was before. And I've noticed a lot of black people today, they have on shackles on their hands and their feet, and there's no locks on them. And then when you tell them the truth, for example, like InfoWars, when you come out and you speak the truth, they get upset with you. They get angry. You know, the whole thing about talking about the truth hurts. And it's a clear example of it.
But it's blown up in the NFL's face. The ratings are down 35% now in just 1 year. It's blowing up in Hollywood's face. Everybody is rejecting it right now. But they only seem to be intensifying what they do. Where do you see this going?
You know, I mean, I think it's all going downhill, to be honest with you. You know, when I saw the Kaepernick and NFL football players doing this, just think about the impact. Had Kaepernick, you know, went up to four or five white police officers, locked arms with them and said, I'm going to stand during the national anthem with them on the field. How much more support would he have received by doing that? I mean, it's amazing they have this whole division, this whole thing, how they want to destroy this country, mainly because they're upset about Donald J. Trump, because Hillary Clinton didn't win. She is a criminal. She is a crook. And we know it.
And she called black folks what I just meant, super predators, and got laws passed that gave blacks 3 to 5 times longer sentences. How is that not super racist?
That is absolutely super racist. I was in Arkansas when Bill Clinton was governor, and I remember they were running ads on the radio talking about how you can buy stocks into the prison system. And at the time, I was working an electrician job, and this electrician has told me that they were building prisons as far as the eye can see. And he was wondering, who are they going to lock up? And that was during the time Hillary Clinton called black people, specifically black males, super predators. And they were locking people up at alarming rates.
And if you're and if a white guy or a black guy isn't a predator, you put them in prison 5 years, they're gonna have an education in it when they come out.
Absolutely. And they're going to have a completely different view, different opinion on society and life. And they believe that the Democratic Party is going to be the party for them even when they come back out.
Exactly. It's and not that the Republican establishment's good, but that's why they hate Trump, too. I'm going to come back and talk about this with Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Has a lot of courage. He was out there at the prayer rally that the Democrats attacked when Antifa got so violent. We'll pull up some of that footage. And finally made Pelosi say, okay, Antifa is a terrorist organization. So he had a lot of courage. We're going to talk to him about that when we come back. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hoplite Armor, the most advanced armor systems ever worn by man. Hoplite Armor, owned and operated by veterans, patriots, engineers, and industry experts. Hoplite Armor, developer of the world's first hard armor shoulder plate and one of the first to sell direct to civilians. Lightweight, affordable, certified by NIJ, and 100% made in America. Buy direct from HOPLITEArmor.com or 855-ARMOR-01. Use discount code 2017 for 10% off. Hoplite Armor, God bless America.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
On white people in America. If you go out and you say you're a Trump supporter today, you're automatically racist. Why? Because you're white. Right now, the war is the info war. That's the war that we're in right now.
This is the heart of 1776. You're a white man!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot. Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
And it's Will Johnson, who was over a month ago now, time flies. A big turning point, because Trump had been wrong to say, yeah, the white supremacists are horrible. And so are the people there with clubs and stuff on the other side attacking him. But a lot of folks there were just covering what was happening at the statues. Both sides are bad. They went, oh my gosh, you don't care about white supremacists. And then a month later, a few weeks later, there's all these attacks around the country, on anybody trying to have a demonstration who isn't a liberal. And finally, Pelosi had to say, okay, these are bad groups. And I talked to reporters that were there. It was a very diverse crowd of people that were concerned about the First Amendment, mainly Christians that came out for a prayer vigil of not every race. We're all the same race, red-blooded Americans, and just vicious scum. What were the Democrats thinking, Will Johnson, because you were there? What were they, and you've been at other events, what were they thinking to think they could just get away with things like this and then have it in a bubble, in a vacuum, where people didn't see what they were doing? It's like the NFL. Who thought they'd get away with that? I mean, who thought? It's like they have this weird confidence, but nothing to back it up. It's like a mouse starting to fight with a lion. I mean, what do you think's happening?
Right. You know, first of all, I want to thank you for, you know, putting me in the intro of your show there. It's absolutely an honor. You know, as far as the rally that took place, what we're trying to take place at Chrissy Field in Sacramento, I'm sorry, in San Francisco, it was myself, Gabriel Silva, Lindsey Grathwall, and Joey Gibson. And you've had actually Larry Grathwall on your show a couple of times, and his daughter. I've been working with his daughter.
Well, he was a great guy that infiltrated the Weathermen and their whole plan, and he died a few years ago. What a pay! I'd love to have her on.
Yeah, she would love to. She'd love to talk to you, and she's actually filling her father's shoes now. So she's an awesome lady. So when we were trying to have the rally there, we noticed that they were going to try to intermingle Antifa along with the rally goers, people that were going to come there to participate in the rally. And we didn't want to have another Charlottesville take place. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. Nancy Pelosi called us, I'm American, black American, Gabriel Silva, he's Hispanic. And then we have, Joey Gibson, he's Japanese. And then Lindsey Grathwall, she's the only Caucasian that was organizing this. But she called all of us neo-Nazis, white fascists, white supremacists.
Now, I should have added, you were the organizer of it. I should have said that up front. You weren't just there. You were the organizer.
Yes, myself, the four of us were organizing this event.
And then she called it white supremacist and sicked this mob of crazies on you who they were the ones dressed like Nazis. And I'm not saying this is a virtue signal. I've been all over the country. 90% of the people saying kill whites go out and are white people. And it's what are they up to?
You know, without them even looking at who was organizing this rally, who was putting it together, they just automatically say that because why? Because we support the president. We're for America. We don't have an issue supporting the flag. But they deliberately attacked us for that reason. And because they didn't even look to see who was organizing this, they automatically said that. And then they were going to bring all this violence. They had Antifa members there that weren't even from California that were just militant crazies. I mean, it was unbelievable how they mounted up.
They're funded by Soros. It's admitted.
Yeah, I believe it. And there were so many of them that we couldn't even hold it. And we didn't want to create another Charlottesville because soon as if we would have went on with it, they would have said, look, Trump supporters are being violent again, knowing good and well that they were bringing all of these people in to be violent towards us. It's always been the left is violent. If you have a conservative movement or a rally or march or whatever it is, and you can be 100% peaceful, they will bring these people in to bring the violence. It has always been the other side that's bringing the violence. You don't see that happening. When they have a rally, you don't see conservatives showing up, throwing rocks, throwing these M80 bombs at them, calling them all these racial names. You don't see that. It only happens when conservatives that support America does this.
Absolutely. And America's now rejecting it across the board. They've got polls. Something like 70% of black Americans totally don't want all this NFL stuff either. In fact, the polls show people think there's more unity than ever, despite Obama and Pelosi and the globalists trying it. I think America has finally seen through how they're using race to control us.
They are using race, and it's always been the other side. It's always been the left that always uses a person's sex to try to divide us. They try to use your religion. They try to use your nationality. They try to use your color. They always use something. They always say black people won't vote Trump. They always say gay people won't vote Trump. They always say intelligent women won't vote Trump. They always use something to try to divide us. But, you know, for the most part, you always hear conservatives always refer to us as Americans. Who are they going to vote for? It's always the other side that's bringing the division.
And that's because they're the party that always did it. It's so crazy how they switched everything because the Republicans, with the Civil Rights Act in 59, really freaked them out. They realized their racist strategy wasn't going to work in the South. So they just flipped. And then ever since then, it's just been crazy.
It's been 100% crazy. And just like I said earlier, they are in support of being lawless. I mean, the canvas that they're laying out and they're painting is just completely black. I mean, it's unbelievable that the state of America that we're in right now, and they're really pushing even more to bring all this violence and this hate. Just like they have a thing coming out November 4th, where they're going to go out and they say they're going to march against the Trump-Pence regime as if that's an issue. And then they're going to be violent towards people who they consider to be Trump supporters or fascists, and the first people that they're going to go out and identify as Trump supporters or fascists are going to be white people. I'm telling you, that's exactly who they're going to attack first.
But I'll tell you who they're even more afraid of, and I agree, is on YouTube, all these super amazing YouTubers. Talk about competition. There's all these new black YouTubers that are like getting more views than I'm getting. They're like way more articulate than I am. They're just dominating. They're all getting suspended and blocked. I mean, the left is really scared of black folks saying, look, I'm a libertarian. I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm not part of this Democrat. They are really scared.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I have my YouTube channel, and all of a sudden, here in the last month or so, they've been, I can't even monetize my videos. I put a video out, and I just said, this is a test. They won't even let me monetize that. And it's because of what I'm saying in the video. They no longer just do it by on the catchphrase.
Talk about discrimination because you're Christian, because you love America, you're not allowed to monetize.
Exactly. Because the things I'm talking about, because I'm bringing awareness to what the crazy left is doing. They don't like the fact that a black person is no longer on this virtual plantation of the Democratic Party. They want me to put me back in line.
That's right. And Owen Lund, they also think because you take the money away, we're going to stop. We're going to fight even harder now. You think we care about the money? We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Stay right there, my friend. Stay there, Will Johnson. Mike Cernovich.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I riding shotgun with us is Will Johnson of UnitedAmericaFirst.com, who organized a prayer rally a month ago out in San Francisco that made Pelosi have to admit, okay, Antifa was out of control after she said, white supremacists are coming to San Francisco, go out there and go after them. Then she realized she had liability because of it and realized it was a multiracial crowd of just patriots out there that were for free speech, mainly Christians, and they had to back off. But Antifa, November 4th, says they're launching the revolution. They say that's the peak of it. October 1st was their main launch. Mike Cernovich is joining us now, again, with Will Johnson riding shotgun. But this morning, I was already planning to go on air with Mark Dice in his video about a black Muslim from Sudan, where, again, they're killing all the Christians. They're black, but see, they're Muslims, they're killing them. That's what it's about. It's about religion. And nobody seems to care about hundreds of thousands of Christians killed just the last few years in the Middle East and Africa, from Nigeria to Libya. I mean, it's bad. And this is all going on, and then his video got deleted. It was a very, I'd seen the video, a very well-spoken, focused video about, look, a black Muslim comes in, he says he wants to kill whites, he goes and targets this church, why isn't there more coverage of it? And they just deleted the video saying this is racist, basically. Well, Mike Cernovich put out a history video about Sweden, now the rape capital of Europe. According to heat maps for rape, according to the UN, you can pull up the maps, global rape numbers, Sweden's number one in Europe. And it's admittedly that 95% of the rapes are Islamicist men of every color. That's their culture. A woman's unattended. She's scantily clad. That means you can see her face. Rape the hell out of her. So Cernovich had his video taken down, and they said, one more time, we're going to delete you, period. So this is how they operate. This is what they do, and it's massively intensifying right now. What does this signify, Mike Cernovich of Cernovich Media, that this is accelerating right now?
Yeah, this is a big issue, by the way. Even there's a guy, Phil DeFranco, he has a site called The Franco Elite, and he's a true, like, lefty liberal. There's another guy, Casey Neumat or something, who just signed a deal with CNN. Their videos are now being demonetized, too. And what YouTube is doing is anybody who's alternative media, even if you say things they disagree with. So, for example, this Casey Neumar, I'll see if I can find the link. He's a lefty, pro-Hillary guy. He did a video saying that I will donate all of the AdSense revenue on this video to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting. YouTube demonetized them in a second. And then they go, oh, well, any video that talks about a mass murder or shooting can't be advertised. But then, of course,
they let Jimmy Kimmel and CNN. What they're saying is they all have speech. You don't. It's all completely racketeering, total discrimination.
Right, that's exactly right. And he even showed, he goes, well, that isn't true because Jimmy Kimmel's video has a Chrysler ad in front of it. And then Phil DeFranco, and by the way, these aren't people who agree with us. These are very lefties, but I defend the free speech rights.
No, I agree, but see how the left has gone along with the censorship? Now they're finding out this is for the entire competition to the dying media complex. This is their plan to end competition. This is their plan to survive.
Yeah, it's antitrust violation, and this is what this is why I oppose all censorship. That's why I even tell
them. Of course, I don't like the KKK, but if they have their rights taken, I lose mine.
Exactly. That's what I always say. I go, look, I'm not down with the Nazi boys coming to my parties, but if they want to have a little tiki torch rally and 20 people want to hold the torch for 10 minutes and sing.
Exactly. Nazis shouldn't come to my house, but they can have a rally if they want one. Now, let's have Will pop in here quick. Will, United America First, who got attacked by Antifa for trying to have a rally. I mean, they're attacking us on the street. Big corporations are taking our free speech away. What are we supposed to do?
You know, just to touch on that, what if it's Black Lives Matter? You know, I don't agree with Black Lives Matter, but they should be still able to go out and say what they want to say and do what they want to do, as long as they don't have to bring violence to anyone. But that's just it. You had these guys that were out here with the tiki torches. They weren't being violent to anybody. They were saying stuff and doing stuff people didn't agree with. I think they should have every right to go out there and do that.
I agree. Well, why do you think then, Will Johnson, they're accelerating the censorship?
Because they want to destroy this country. They want to suppress everything that is waking people up. I don't think ever before that have I ever seen black people stand up for a president, specifically a white president, like now for Donald J. Trump. Never. I didn't even see it with Bill Clinton.
And that's what they're banning. I agree. They're most afraid. Why do you think they're most afraid of the eloquent, amazing black folks? They're getting viral videos. I mean, I got to say, talk about competition. Because I always go, oh, you're saying they're eloquent like a black person can't speak. Well, no. They're getting a lot more views than I'm getting. They're more better spoken than I am. And I welcome the competition because it's ideas. But let me ask Cernovich that. Yeah, I'm sure you've noticed, and Mark Dice points it out, the real group they're banning for anything is Red Pill Black and other black folks that are getting off the plantation, Cernovich.
Well, the reason that they want to do that is the media covered up sexual predator Harvey Weinstein's conduct for decades. They know that this great man Will here. Hey, Will, I'll just ask you a question. If you had found out that Harvey Weinstein had been sexually harassing and maybe doing worse with women over decades, would you have covered that story up?
No.
There's your answer.
I haven't talked about it. I mean, seriously. I mean, if you're committing a crime, regardless of who you are, people should talk about it.
Exactly. That's why they want to shut you down. That's why they want to shut us all down.
Because he's got common sense.
Yeah, we have morality. We have decency. Harvey Weinstein couldn't say, oh, don't break this story. I'll give you an interview or I'll give you VIP tickets to my next film. We would say, we don't care, dude. You can't buy us. But he bought.
By the way, we all know the New York Times covered it up in 2004, 2009. Meryl Streep, all of them. CNN covered it up. They're all complicit in this. But they're covering up the pedophilia on top of it. Why do you think Weinstein's breaking now, Mike Cernovich?
Well, they have to have, that's exactly why, is because there is a major, major pedophile problem, and they just sent him out like a sacrificial lamb. I mean, even what they're trying to do, Harvey Weinstein, this story just broke, I don't agree with this. They're going to remove his name from the credits of shows and films he did. No, you can't rewrite
history. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't like Weinstein, but Moses was consenting women. It's creepy, I don't like it. With the pedophilia and Meryl Streep, you know, hasn't gone back on Polanski raping 13-year-old girls annually. That's okay, but then he's the worst guy ever. I think it's part of a corporate takeover of Miramax by the Chinese.
Yeah, it's definitely not what it appears to be. The big question is that only anybody should ask is, well, why now? They've had this story for decades. Why did they break it now?
Why now? Why? So why? Why?
Well, you nailed it. They broke it because they were probably, just like the media was paid off by Harvey Weinstein for decades to cover up his conduct, they probably got paid off by his own brother. His own brother planted the story. His own brother. And now suddenly Harvey Weinstein is, God, I don't want to defend the guy, but I just speak the truth. And when you share the truth, sometimes it seems like I'm not defending Harvey Weinstein, but I speak the truth. The truth is that suddenly he's removed from the company. They want to take away all his credits and all of his royalty rights and everything for films that he already did. You can't rewrite history like that. He actually did all that stuff. So probably they were paid off. My guess is the New York Times was paid off by Bob Weinstein and others in the Weinstein Corporation.
All right. Will Johnson, we're going to break. I'm going to come back with a final segment with Mike Cernovich, but closing comments from you, my friend.
You know what? I want to thank you, Alex, for allowing me to come on and talk today. It's a real honor. You know, we have to wake people up as much as possible. And I've been listening to you for years, and you've been saying everyone needs to come together. You even encourage people to do their own thing. And you're part of the reason why I started doing my thing and started coming out and started speaking, minus God pushing me to do it. And I want to thank you again so much for allowing me to come on today.
Sure. I mean, thank you for what you're doing. You're here because you're kicking butt. You're telling the truth. You got a lot of courage. And it was your event, the courage to do that in San Francisco, that showed the true evil of Antifa. I'd say in the last 6 months, you've done more than I've done. So let me thank you. And that isn't about sitting there just giving platitudes. It's true. We should recognize people like you. Don't you agree, Mike?
Oh, and we do. That's the whole point. That's why you hold those contests. I hold contests. That's why we're always promoting people, retweeting people. I promote because the thing is, I don't want a leader like you or me or anybody to be a leader. I want the movement to be so big that they can never stop us and they can't stop America.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mike Cernovich, stay there. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Everybody be sure and follow him. Please come back soon, Will. And let's put you on hold. I'm going to get the number for Larry Grathwohl's daughter. I want to get her on. We'll be back with Mike Cernovich straight ahead. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kadiarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
How you like me now?
Monday through Friday. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. now, Owen Schroyer with a bunch of his great co-hosts who pop in, host the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. We have David out with the Real News in the mornings. Mike Cernan is with us right now. He also contributes to the War Room. We just had Will Johnson on. Again, I'm not, people go, oh, Jones is defending Weinstein. No, I'm not. I attack him all the time. It's why is this happening now? The media's, the story isn't the New York Times and CNN covered it up. The story is it fits right in with the Clintons and their whole history of weird behavior and abuse. And the story is we've got all these major pedophile rings going on and all this unfolding. Mike Cernovich, what do you think, with your ear to the ground, this huge Weinstein scandal signifies?
I think, and again, I think Weinstein's a vile person, but if you want to look at what is really truly happening in the world, Weinstein was a sacrificial lamb given to the world by the pedophiles to draw attention away from pedophiles and pedophilia. That's what's really going on here.
And then they basically make heterosexual sex the big taboo. They teach you, like, you get in trouble when it's this, but you don't get in trouble if you're... I mean, Roman Polanski, great point. He says, yeah, I raped a 13-year-old. It's no big deal. We all love 13-year-olds. No, we don't. And then Meryl Streep stands for him, and they all clap, and she defends him. That's okay. But then she says Weinstein's horrible for being a pervert and pushing himself on women.
Exactly. Again, sacrificial lamb. That's what's really going on here is they hope that that'll get attention away from the true pedophiles in Hollywood, but they backfired. And by the way, you know, give the devil their due. I'm going to give a lot of credit to the liberals who they called out a lot of stuff about Bill O'Reilly, but they called out Weinstein too. So I do want to give credit to all the people who are really trying to take a stand, and they'll call in anybody out. You know, that I actually respect that. Even though, like with Roger Ailes, I read that, I was a little suspicious. But I respect people who they really want to take a principled stand, and they say, I don't care if you're left, right, middle, far left, far right. If I think that you did something wrong, I'm going to say it. So,
sure, but what changed? I think it signifies they know Hollywood's collapsing and isn't powerful and is being bought up by the Chinese, by the Saudi Arabians, by a conglomerate of multinationals. So now these moguls who thought they were king are now learning they're expendable, because once multinationals own it, they no longer run it. Then the media is happy. New York Times owned by the Mexican kingpin to cut them off.
Exactly. We're just looking at oligarchs using the media as part of their proxy wars. That's one issue. It was a big backfire, though, because I've heard from Capitol Hill sources that Republicans are looking into holding hearings about the casting couch in Hollywood, about the pedophilia in Hollywood. So this was a tactical error, I think, because there are Republicans, I'm not going to name who, but very high-level sources at Capitol Hill have told me they're thinking about holding hearings into Hollywood, into the sexual practices, the harassment, and the pedophilia stuff as well.
Well, just financially, Hollywood is going insolvent and begging for foreign countries to buy it up, which is a national security violation here of our media. And I see the NFL collapsing, ratings, money. I mean, it just seems like everything they touch turns to manure, but they don't care, Mike. They just get more intense as they lose. Do you agree with that, A? And B, where's this going?
It's definitely everything they touch is going to fall down because they are nihilists. They are Satanists. They are practices of dark arts who don't believe in building and creating, who believe in tearing things down. That's the big thing. So Ann Coulter tweeted out, what she doesn't understand about Harvey Weinstein is that why did he make the girls watch him shower rather than watching them shower?
And I thought, it's a narcissist idiot. It's about him. He's right. If he made it about the girls, they'd love him. He doesn't. It just shows he's a creep.
Yeah, it's about debasing the women. I bet you there was scat involved. I bet you all kinds of really
exactly.
Violent.
It was about worshiping this toad creature.
Exactly. A pot-bellied, you know, goblin is what he is. And he
so Harry Weinstein was a practitioner of goblin worship.
Exactly. He can be added to the goblin, the coffee
goblin.
Well,
keep going with that. I didn't mean to interrupt. You're really on to something here.
Yeah, so that's what's going on, and that's what Ann Coulter and other people miss is Harvey Weinstein was not attracted to beautiful women. This is the mistake that people are making. He was attracted to debasing and destroying what he thought was beautiful, what other people
thought
was
beautiful. Well, that's what they report. The women that would come out after at the office from the place they had a restaurant in his deal, and he had like an apartment there, they would come out totally looking freaked out after they'd gone in. So it was not enjoyable.
Right, exactly. It wasn't about... I mean, you know, let's just be honest. If anybody's a big-time Hollywood director, beautiful women are throwing themselves at you. You know, let's just not pretend that they're...
Yeah, you don't need to do all this perv stuff.
Right, exactly. So why would he have to do it when beautiful women would love to have a meeting with him? Well, because, again, it was about... And that's why he would come in on Friday night. What they would do is he would wear a bathrobe. Yeah, look at what he's doing with Emma Watson. She's a feminist. I would really like to hear. Look at that face, too. That reminds me of the picture I saw of Soros with two young women. And Soros, they have this look like... there's some kind of thing going on. I don't really know, but he has that creepy look on his face. George Soros has it in a picture of him with two young women, too. There's something going on there.
Well, they say he'd bully and yell at them up front to get them upset and then have them have sex. So he isn't wanting women to want. He wants to, like Pennywise, he wants to horrify you and then get your energy. He wants you to, he wants to rape you, basically, but not have it be an official rape.
A spiritual rape is what I call it. It's definitely called spiritual rape, and that's the primary motivation of a lot of this pornography we watch on the internet. Well, not we, but that people in general watch, is they want to spiritually rape people, and that is what Weinstein would want to do. He didn't want, you know, beautiful women to come in and say, wow, you're beautiful, you know, let's make love or whatever. He would say, no, you're beautiful, I want to destroy you. I want to make you watch me in a bathrobe with this big sweaty man boobs and everything. That's what he wanted, to debase them, to destroy them.
That's exactly it. He wanted to revolt them.
Yes, and then that is the true power. Jeez. Remember, the true power of the Satanists is that they put it in your face. We've talked about this many times.
They always want to destroy innocence. He didn't want to put a goddess on the pedestal. He wanted to destroy it.
Exactly. We talk about this all the time, which is why are these demonic worshipers and evil people putting it in our face? They want to.
So what do we do
against
them? What do we do next?
To flaunt it.
So what's the next shoe to drop, Mike?
Pedophilia stuff, man. This is going to give a lot of courage to underage victims now. There is already, once that story broke in the New York Times, big stories already broken. That's why they had to fire him so quick. Remember, Weinstein was freaking out about this story a week ago, hired Lisa Bloom, a big PR team. And when you read the allegations, they're creepy, but it wasn't worthy of the complete and total freak out that he had, right? It's bad stuff, Alex. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody
to... No, but I agree. But it's like Red Adair using dynamite to blow up an oil well on fire. This explosion is meant to smoke screen, suck all the oxygen out of the room of other stories.
Right. So I expect to see more pedophilia stories are going to break, and it's a great time. We're finally beating them. Hollywood is the enemy. The NFL is the enemy. All these anti-American institutions, they are the enemy.
Because you know, yeah, when the Daily Beast says there's a Hollywood pedophile epidemic about to come down, they're all positioning themselves to not go down with the ship. But the whole thing's been involved covering it up. So I think the target is the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Daily Beast that helped cover this up. Folks can follow you right there on Twitter. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Also, Cernovich.com.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There goes Mike Cernovich. Coming up, we have Matt Dubiel of WCKG 1530. In Chicago, hosting the fourth hour. Briefly, I've got nutraceuticals. I mean, most people are iodine deficient. X2. You got to get it. If you haven't got it, you're insane. But we got 50% off on Caveman. That's about to end the next day or two. We've got the Brain Force Plus, 20% more. That is 50% off. That's going to go for a week more or so. And it's just such a good deal. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. You can also, of course, get free shipping on orders, $50 or more, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But seriously, I don't just say this. You know it. Those of you that buy products from us are the reason we're here. So when I say you're the InfoWar, you physically, monetarily, are the oxygen that we breathe. And so all these big successes against the globalists are our initiative, my great team's work, together with you, spreading the articles, the videos, and financially supporting us. Brainforce Plus, get your bottle today if you haven't tried it. Chocolate and Strawberry Caveman, 50% off. Secret 12, 40% off, that's about to end. 25% off Oxy Powder, that's about to end. Alexa Pure Breeze, Air Filtration, 20% off. Emirates Essential Oils, now in stock, already discounted. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, in the first little 5 minutes before Matt Dubiel comes on, we have a boil down detailing the selective enforcement of YouTube and its reign of terror against free speech. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.